Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
I need to make a correction. Apparently, Hawk Tua Girls podcast is not Hawk Talk. It is Talk Tua. Just wanted to make that correction. I apologize for getting it wrong.
I'm glad you corrected that.
Yep.
Well, now you can find it, Gator.
Well, I'm nervous about going to the internet and using that name.
Wise.
Yeah.
Don't use
not
the word computers.
Work computer.
Yeah, not on a work computer. Did you guys see the latest picture that the NFL tweeted out getting ready for the season to begin?
Dude.
Packers.
Super Bowl favorite, Green Bay Packers.
Packers in Philadelphia. To hype it up, they've got a picture and the headline says, Jordan Love breaking out the behind-the-back pass in Brazil with the big eye emoji. Ooh. Why Patrick Mahomes? Why?
Well,
it's like a nothing pass. It's absolutely nothing.
Dude, it's revolutionizing football. Hello?
Like an 8-yard gain. Who cares?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You went behind the back and?
I didn't even really mean to do it.
Like, throw it downfield behind the back, and that'll impress
me. We never practiced that.
Yeah, no, we never, never.
Never once. No. Yeah, so, I mean, more Packer content, man. More Packer. The world can't get enough. All right, so we had the top-selling NFL jerseys. The who's on top. We'll work our way down. Do you have any more guesses you care? There's some surprising names on here, I got to be honest.
I would just think like rookies, if there are any rookies there, Marvin Harrison Jr.
Remember, he's got the lawsuit. Oh. I don't think he can get his jersey, right?
Well, so I guess it's not Marvin Harrison Jr.
No.
Roma Dunze?
No, but here we go. At number 10, Sam LaPorta. Sean got that.
Awesome.
Really cool. Sam LaPorta's on this list.
Number 9, Parker Hess.
Number 9, Malik Nabers, New York Giants.
Another receiver.
Yeah. Number 8, DJ Moore, Chicago Bears.
Another receiver.
Number 7, Kyle got Amon-Ra St. Brown, Detroit Lions.
He's a receiver.
Yep. Number 6, the other Kyle got Patrick Mahomes, Kansas City Chiefs.
Sure.
Number 5, Ahmad got CJ Stroud, Houston Texans. Number 4, Josh Allen, Buffalo Bills. Interesting.
Overrated.
He very well might be. Number 3, Max Crosby, Las Vegas Raiders.
Wow. Soon to be your Detroit Lions.
Yeah. Number 2, Al got it. Saquon Barkley, Philadelphia Eagles. And number 1, Gator, you got it. Caleb Williams, Chicago Bears. New players, man. Rookies, yeah. And guys who change teams. Jerseys. Moves merchandise. So there you go. 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your phone calls. We go to Rick. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Rick.
Good afternoon. Hey, I just had a bold prediction that with all the JMO talk, Goff is not going to be able to maximize his potential, leading to a controversy with quarterbacks. Hendon Hooker takes over, and they make a run that leads to him being the long-term quarterback.
So Hendon Hooker wins the starting job mid-season.
By mid-season. I think that's a good point.
Why do you think he wins the job from Jared Goff mid-season of this year?
I think his inability to maximize JMO will be uncovered. And I think Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell drafted Hendon Hooker for a reason, not to sit on the bench. And I think they built this offense to be a video game, not a plotting offense. It's great.
So
wonderful offense.
Do you think
it's got two more gears.
Can they win games this year with Goff not connecting with Jamison Williams?
I think they'll make the playoffs. I don't think they'll make as deep of a run, but I think they'll be set up for the future in a much better way.
So the point being, they drafted him for a reason, and so they're going to play him. That's one of your points. But the
I think they built this offense to be a more dynamic offense with a mobile quarterback and the deep ball, being missing components.
If drafting him was a real motivator and that they were going to play him and they're not, that's why they drafted him, would they have signed Jared Goff to a 4-year, $170 million contract extension?
That is the thing that I just don't get, but it gives us a safety net.
Okay.
And worst case, we have two good quarterbacks we learned by the end of the year. And we have to trade one of them, and we get two or three first-round picks, and that means Matt Stafford translates into five first-rounders and a third-rounder.
Okay. Bold ass? Do we give him bold ass?
Nope. Borderline the other way.
Yeah. Look, here's the thing. I want Hendon Hooker to be really good. It would be great if Hendon Hooker was pushing Jared Goff for playing time. But the whole reasoning, because A, Jamison Williams is getting frustrated because he's open deep and Goff can't get him the ball, and they drafted Hooker for a reason. They're not in the business of keeping any one player happy. They're in the business of winning football games. If he can't get him the ball, but they're still winning, so what? Right? I mean, it might be a not using the resource, but if they're just winning like they did last year, where they didn't use the resource all that much of J-Mo and the deep ball, then that's fine. But
he would have to regress so much.
And they'd have to be losing.
Right. They'd have to be losing, and he would have to be regressing. They wouldn't dare make a change if things are humming along, they're scoring points, but he just, you know what? Darn it, he just can't hit the deep ball to J-Mo.
Yeah. And let me, so you're going to trade Jared Goff for 1, 2, 3 first-round picks?
2 or 3.
Yeah, that's he crossed the line. Johnny and Al Park, you're next. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, how's it going, Doug?
What's
up? Long-time listener, multiple-time caller.
Appreciate it.
What is going on? I just got back from the open house at Fort Field with my mom. We're season ticket holders.
Yeah.
And it was pretty awesome. But this caller that just called in, I don't know what's going on with these guys. Did we not just get to the NFC Championship 30 minutes away from a Super Bowl?
Yep.
But we're still not happy with Goff?
I don't know if he's unhappy. This might be just his bold-ass prediction. Maybe he's a huge Hendon Hooker fan. Well, maybe he just really believes this is going to happen.
The one thing he said that I think we can agree with, it is still one of them can still be proven, but he said that the two missing components are throwing the deep ball and having a mobile quarterback.
Yep.
So Goff's never going to be mobile, but can he throw the deep ball? I mean, it sounds like in practice everything's working.
I think he can throw the deep ball, and my bold ass prediction is 16-1.
Wow.
I think this team is really going to give it all. Like, we have too many weapons, especially with having the anticipation of the fourth down thing. Now Dan Campbell doesn't really need to go for it all the time, but all those coaches have to think he might. And that's a deadly card to have in your pocket. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate the phone call.
If they're 16-1, Hendon Hooker's playing.
Yeah, he's playing probably quite a bit.
Playing the last couple games, more than likely. Because
mop-up duty.
There's no need to play Jared Goff if you're 14-1 going in the last two games.
Let me be clear, too. It's in our best interest that Hendon Hooker is good. I hope he's pretty damn good.
Yeah,
very good.
I hope he's great.
We go to Matt. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
I don't know what that the one guy was smoking. We just paid Goff, and he had all those yards last year and everything. I don't see how Hendon Hooker could take over. No idea.
Yeah, it's I'd wish you never said it, because I don't want to even want to begin a conversation.
No.
First week of football season starting like this, we don't need to do that.
Yeah, I don't know what it is with the haters with Goff and everything.
It's the two things that he said, though. It's the two things he said: throwing the deep ball and not being mobile.
My thought is Goff is in the prime of his life, and I feel like he's going to do everything for this city this year, and he's going to have the best season he's ever had.
I think he's set up to. The offensive line is still intact. Their weapons, I mean, they might not have depth at wide receiver, but I expect two of their very important weapons to be capable of more. I'm not sure LaPorta can give more than he did his rookie year, but I think J-Mo and Jahmyr Gibbs are going to give more. Amon-Ra might not be able to give more than he did last year, but what he is good enough. What LaPorta did was good enough. I feel like J-Mo and Gibbs are just scratching the surface of what they can be.
Yeah, they could actually be more of an explosive offense than they were last year. And they were an elite offense last year, but you got two young studs there that have not yet hit their ceiling, and the ceiling is the roof, according to Michael Jordan. But if that roof is, 1,000 yards, 10 touchdowns for J-Mo, or, 1,200 yards, and then Jahmyr Gibbs close to 2,000 all-purpose yards, with Ben Johnson back there, and they don't underestimate this. Dan Campbell was on with the morning show saying this. Doug, you've been saying this. Bringing back the coordinators is a huge thing, where they don't have to relearn everything or learn something new. They're just adding on to what they already have a great grasp of.
I feel like, I'll get to it coming up. I feel like I've seen this before. We'll get to it at 101. Plus, we have some interesting rankings for the Tigers. Very interesting. That at 105. Here on 97.1, The Ticket.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.